everyone. Welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, Morgan Flitt. Happy Friday, everybody. It's the end of another week. Anybody else feel like this week just flew by? I don't know what it was. This week went by so fast for me. It was kind of a sad week, I guess you could say. If you live in the Buffalo, New York area, I'm sure you know that we shifted from the yellow zone to the orange zone. So if you don't live in New York State, you're probably like, what the heck does that mean? The way New York is handling COVID is through three different phases. So if you are in the yellow zone, COVID cases are starting to rise, but it's not like a super big threat. Pretty much everything can stay open. If you shift to the orange zone, gyms, salons, and restaurants have to close down. And if you're in the red zone, pretty much everything shuts down except the grocery stores and pharmacies and really essential businesses. So the Buffalo, New York area shifted to the orange zone on Wednesday. And so where I work, Revolution Buffalo, where I do my spin instructing, had to shut down as of yesterday, Thursday, November 19th. It was really, really sad. I did the last two spin classes. I ended up doing two classes last night. I subbed one, and then I taught my normal Thursday 6:15 time slot. And it was so sad. Like, I was so excited to teach because I knew the energy in the room was just going to be amazing because people knew it was our last ride for a little while. But it was also really sad knowing that it was the last ride. The first quarantine, I feel like it was a little bit better because none of us really knew it was coming, and it all just happened so fast. And I laugh thinking about how we all thought this was going to be done in 2 weeks. And now it's like 8 months later and we are still dealing with COVID and we are going back into probably another second lockdown soon. So yeah, it just really sucks that Rev had to close down. I already miss teaching so much. Ever since I started instructing in August, it's just been the most fun thing that I've honestly ever done. I really, really love teaching. I know everyone keeps asking me for my How I Became a Spin Instructor episode. It's coming. I promise it's coming. Like I said last week, I really want to make sure that episode is perfect because my journey to becoming an instructor was very up and down. It took me well over a year. And I also want to make sure that in addition to telling you my personal story about how I became an instructor, I want to give you guys good tips that you can use. So I just need to figure out how to do that episode. I really need to sit down and outline it, but I swear that episode is coming. But I hope if you're in the Buffalo, New York area, you're doing well. I feel really bad for all the small businesses. The Buffalo economy is built on small businesses. We don't really have a ton of chains here. Like, our restaurant economy is all locally owned restaurants. We have a lot of locally owned stores and such, a lot of locally owned gyms and fitness studios. So it's really sad to see all of these businesses have to shut down again. So my heart goes out to you if you are a small business owner in the area. Please reach out to me. Let me know how I can support you. I'm trying to support local as much as I can during the second lockdown. I did that during the first lockdown and I just felt so good doing it. And it helped me discover a lot of really cool places in Buffalo. So especially with the holidays coming up, I would love to do my Christmas shopping all from locally owned places. So hit me up, send me a DM on Instagram. I would love to help you out if you are a local small business owner. So let's talk about today's episode, which I feel like is very pertinent to the times that are going on right now because I feel like a lot of places are going back into a lockdown, and that is my therapy experience. So I've been wanting to do this episode for a little while now. I just feel like I have to walk a very fine line when I discuss this sort of topic because mental health can be a really delicate topic for a lot of people. It can be very triggering and very emotional. And I'm in no way an expert. I have no sort of mental health certification. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a counselor. But I am someone that did have my own therapy experience, and it was a really positive experience. And I'm a huge mental health advocate. And I felt like sharing my story is super important because I think a lot of people wouldn't realize that I have gone to therapy before. And it's something that I honestly do talk about open. Like, I've told a lot of my friends about it, a lot of people in my life about it. But like I've said before, I never want to paint this illusion that I have a perfect life and that I have everything together. And honestly, the person that I am today, I credit so much to my therapy experience, and I really want to talk about it and be an advocate for mental health, especially with the second lockdown coming up in a lot of places. I feel like a lot of people's mental health might be hurting because the lockdown can be really difficult. You're not seeing your friends and your family, and you're stuck at home. You might have lost your job. Also, the weather is starting to get cold. I know seasonal depression is a real thing. Feeling anxious and depressed around the holidays is a real thing. So I just feel like this was a really good time to release this episode. But before we get into the meat of the episode, I obviously have to do my opening segment, which is one goal I accomplished this week and one negative I turned into a positive. So one goal I accomplished this week was to be really present. Normally my goals are a little bit more tangible. They are usually centered around school or a fitness goal that I have or something like that. But this week my goal was more of a mental challenge for myself, and that is to be present. I talked about a lot on last week's episode that I get very stressed and anxious when I think about the future. And the future has just been on my mind a lot lately because I am in my very last year of school ever. I'll be graduating in May. I talked a lot more about that in last week's episode. So go ahead, flip back to last week's episode if you want to hear about my stress and anxiousness surrounding the future. But I really wanted to be present this week, especially with the second lockdown coming. It's weird because we knew this one was coming as opposed to the first one. I know for Rev, we were kind of just like waiting for the announcement that gyms were going to have to close down. So I was just trying to be super present and enjoy all the time I had in the studio, enjoy teaching my classes. I was so lucky I got to sub a bunch of classes this week in addition to teaching my own. So I was in the studio a lot this week and I just love being in the studio. I love teaching. It is seriously my happy place. And I just wanted to be really present and enjoy life this week before everything shuts back down. And, you know, I just have to stay at home and chill. But this week, that was my goal, was to be very present, to not be so stressed about things that are out of my control. And I really feel like I accomplished that this week. And then one negative I turned into a positive this week is the lockdown. So like I said, I feel like the first time around, we didn't know this was all coming. So the lockdown took us all by surprise. And I feel like people had a really hard time adjusting to it, myself included. But now this time, we kind of know a second lockdown is inevitable and we all know it's coming. So we're not really sure how long it's going to last, but I want to make sure I'm doing the most during this lockdown, especially because I'll be done with school mid-December and I'll be off until the first week of February. So I have a lot of free time and I just want to be really productive during that time. I want to make sure I'm reading. I want to make sure I'm accomplishing all of my fitness goals. I want to stay active. I want to keep journaling. I want to keep doing podcast episodes. I want to expand on all my social media stuff. Like, I have a lot of plans for this lockdown. So of course I'm bummed. I'm so sad, especially that gyms had to close. But knowing that we're going into a second lockdown, I just want to go into it with good intentions and a good purpose behind it. So that's one negative I turned into a positive this past week. Okay, so let's get into the topic of today's episode, which is my therapy experience. So trigger warning, like I said earlier, I know talking about mental health can be a really delicate and triggering topic for some people, and I am in no way an expert about mental health. I'm just talking about my own experience going to therapy and how much it benefited me. The experience that I will be talking about happened when I was a senior in college, and I'm 24 years old right now, which is, sounds so old. I don't know, my senior year of college feels like yesterday, but that was a couple years ago for me. That was about 3 years ago for me. So I just want to show that therapy really helped me and still impacts me positively to this day. So that is my purpose behind this episode. I am in no way a mental health expert. I am an advocate, of course, and I think it's so important to get rid of the stigmas surrounding mental health and therapy, which is why I want to be so open about my experience. So listen at your own discretion. and let's get into it. Okay, so like I said, I went to therapy my senior year of college. I also went my senior year of high school, but I'm not going to be discussing that experience because when I went when I was a senior in high school, I went more because I was just going through a lot growing up, and I was just kind of going through like the very typical growing pains of a teenager. I had some fallouts with friendships. I was really stressed about being a senior in high school and the future of my college choice and all of that. So that's why I went to therapy in high school. My parents honestly just thought it would be a good idea for me to go to therapy and talk to someone who was just a third party. And that was a really positive experience. But when I look back on my therapy journey, my senior year of college is the time frame I reference as being life-changing for me. So that is what I'm going to be talking about today. So yeah, like I said, I went to therapy my senior year of college. I don't know if you can technically call it therapy. I went and saw a counselor at my school's on-campus counseling center, which I personally equate to therapy. So I am going to kind of just use them interchangeably if that's okay. But I went my senior year of college pretty much my entire academic year from September to I think late April. I went and I saw the same counselor that whole entire time, and she truly changed my life. And I'm going to get a little bit more into that later. But why I went to therapy. So my senior year of college, I was fucking going through it. I'm not going to lie. I had a lot of different toxic relationships in my life. There was one with a guy that I had been stuck in that relationship for about 2 years, and it was incredibly toxic. At the time, I didn't recognize how toxic it was, but looking back, I can now look at that relationship and be like, holy crap, that was not a healthy relationship at all. And I had a really hard time sorting out that relationship, letting it go, and just coming to terms with how toxic and unhealthy that relationship was. So that was one of the reasons I went to therapy. And I also had some pretty toxic friendships in my life. I talked about one specific friendship a while ago. I don't even remember what the episode is called. I think it's titled something like Stop. What is it called? Give me 1 second. Oh, it's called Stop Settling for Toxic Relationships. It was episode 16. I uploaded it back in late June. I talked a lot about a friendship in that episode that was incredibly toxic. Again, didn't really recognize how toxic it was until I started going to therapy and discussing it with my therapist. But yeah, that friendship really made me feel like shit, for lack of better terms. That friendship was incredibly unhealthy. There was a huge power imbalance there. I always felt like I was living in fear of this friend and that I had to fit a certain image, and I was tiptoeing around that person not to upset them, and it just wasn't a good friendship. There was not, you know, an equal amount of give and take like most healthy friendships. So that was another relationship that I was grappling with at the time that was causing me a lot of stress. So I decided to go and see a counselor because I was calling up my parents all the time, you know, really upset. I was crying. I was telling them, I'm so confused why this is happening to me. You know, I don't know what to do. And I ultimately decided to go and see a therapist because it is a third party neutral. This is a person who is a professional, first of all. So they're trained to handle any sort of situation that you throw at them. And also, they are just a third party neutral. So I felt really comfortable going to my therapist and talking about, you know, these toxic relationships and these people and instances in my life that were really causing me a lot of stress and really negatively affecting my mental health, because she didn't know who they were. So it's not like she could go back and tell them that I was talking about them. And I just think she came with a really unbiased perspective to all of our conversations. And of course, her purpose was to help guide me through those conversations. So that is why I ultimately decided to go and see a therapist. And like I said, I went pretty much from September of my senior year to late April. So I saw the same therapist that entire time. I really connected with my therapist, and I'm going to go more into that because I think that's really important to make sure that you have a worthwhile therapy experience. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a couple minutes, but I really connected with my therapist, and her and I, in addition to having conversations where I felt like I was venting to her a lot and getting a lot of things off of my chest that I didn't feel comfortable saying to other people, she also gave me the tools to fix my situations. And I think she was telling me things that I never even thought of, that I didn't want to confront. And that's ultimately why I decided to go to therapy. I also think a lot of people think that you really don't have to go to therapy unless something really traumatic happens in your life or your mental health is really bad. But honestly, I feel like anyone can go to therapy. Just having someone who is a third party neutral and professionally trained to handle these sort of situations will change your life. Trust me. So that's why I truly think that anybody is eligible for therapy. And I feel like no matter your circumstances, whether you're the happiest person in the world or the saddest person in the world, you can definitely benefit from therapy. Another thing I want to touch on is the cost / insurance behind therapy. So like I said earlier, I went to my college's on-campus counseling center. So the cost of my therapy was included in my tuition. If you're a college student, you definitely pay fees that go towards an on-campus counseling center. Don't be afraid to use it. I know it can be super intimidating because, you know, you don't want people to see you walking into the center. You don't want to bump into anybody. But honestly, your mental health comes first. Don't let those sort of things worry you. I remember being mortified the first couple of weeks when I was going to therapy because the counseling center is kind of public on my college campus. It's not right in the heart of campus, but it is on a public street next to two dorms. So people could definitely see you going into the building. And I remember just being mortified. Like, I would book really early morning appointments because I didn't want people seeing me. And after a while, it honestly just becomes natural to you. And I think once you take ownership over the fact that you're going to therapy, you're doing it with good intentions to improve the quality of your life, who gives a shit what anybody else thinks? And I also think you'll be really shocked at how many people go to therapy and you don't even realize it. Like I said, the happiest person in the world could still benefit from therapy. I remember bumping into some people in the lobby of the counseling building, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're here. And they probably thought the same exact thing about me. So especially if you're in college, make sure you're taking advantage of those sort of resources because you pay for them in your tuition. If you are not in college, you will obviously have to find your own therapist. So I feel like doing a Google search is probably the best thing you can do. Also, maybe talking to your primary care doctor because I'm sure they have, a therapist office that they work with. So talking to them as well, and maybe just even asking friends or family because, like I said, a lot more people go to therapy than you think they do. So I'm sure people have some really great recommendations. I also know that there are some websites that offer free therapy online. I have heard a lot of people having really good experiences with BetterHelp. I can't speak on that, but I have heard of people having really good experience with BetterHelp and their therapists on there. So possibly another way to get therapy. And now I want to talk about stuff that I still use from therapy today. So like I said, I went to therapy last 3 years ago. So I still use some of the tools and things that my therapist taught me still today. So I want to touch on those sort of things just to sort of illustrate that therapy has a really positive impact on your life long term. So let's talk about those things. One, journaling. I've talked about this before on podcast episodes, but my therapist really pushed me to journal. I am a very emotional person, which is funny because my horoscope sign is a Gemini. I'm not a huge believer in horoscopes, but I do know I am a Gemini, and I know Geminis are supposed to be like bad bitches who don't care about feelings and what other people think about them, but I could not be any more of the opposite. I'm a very emotional person, and when I was going to therapy, one thing I wanted to work on was having more control over my emotions. When I was a senior in college, I had a really hard time just being in control of my emotions. My emotions truly ruled the way I behaved and how I lived my life. So if I was really upset and sad about something, I was really upset and sad about it, like to the point where I couldn't leave my bed. I had a hard time going to class and focusing on school. I would just focus in on things that were bothering me and let it rule my life. Same thing with like anger. If I was really angry, I could pop off on the drop of a dime. It was honestly kind of concerning. And I just had a really hard time controlling my emotions and staying in control of my own thoughts and feelings and how I reacted to situations. So journaling helped me a lot with that. I used it as a brain dump. I still use it as a brain dump. I talked about that a lot last week, that I tend to journal about how I'm feeling. I really enjoy writing. I actually wanted to be a journalist major in college for a little while. I really, really enjoy writing. So journaling to me was just a really great tool. And I think my therapist, when she realized how much I enjoyed journaling, that she really pushed me to continue it, even when our sessions ended after, you know, months and months of sessions together. But it's something I still do almost every day 3 years later. I really, really enjoy journaling. Another thing I worked on with my therapist that I still use in my life today is staying in control of my emotions. So like I said earlier, I'm a very emotional person, and the way that I would react to situations in the past was very unhealthy and very negative. So that's one thing I really wanted to work on with my therapist. And how we worked on that was, one, if I felt like my emotions were really starting to take over me, like I couldn't control myself, I would try to ground myself and stay present. A lot of people actually use the same method if they suffer from anxiety, and it really helps me. So I just try to stay present. I try to focus on something that I can touch, something that I can smell, something that I can taste, something that I can see. It just helps me stay really present, and it distracts my thoughts and allows me to gain control over my emotions. Another thing I learned is to really reflect on my emotions and understand why I'm feeling that way, not react so quickly, and take a couple of minutes, sort my feelings out, and figure out if it's worth reacting to. And I feel like that is really, really important, and honestly one of the best lessons I learned in therapy, because I was the type of person in the past that would react to every situation so badly and so negatively, and I would just let a lot of things that shouldn't have had such a strong hold over me have that strong hold over me and really negatively affect my life. So that is another thing I learned in therapy that I still use to this day. And the third thing is cutting out toxic relationships from my life. So like I said, I have a whole podcast episode about that, but in case you don't want to go and listen back to it, just to sum it up, I was the type of person in the past that even if you hurt me a million times, I would still try to be your friend. I would still try to have you in my life, and I would take on the burden of fixing the friendship and trying to mend the friendship and be a good friend. And you know what? Some relationships, whether they're romantic or they're a friendship or whatever they may be, some of them are just not meant to be lifelong relationships, and some of them are meant to come to an end. I had mentioned this in my episode about toxic relationships, but I remember one of my therapy sessions, my senior year of college, sitting in that little room with my counselor, and I remember probably complaining about this specific toxic friendship in my life for the thousandth time, because it was something I talked about in therapy so much. And I remember my therapist looking at me and being like, Why are you still friends with this person? You have absolutely no obligation to be friends with this person. It sounds like they're not a good friend to you. You complain about them more than you appreciate them and like having them in your life. You don't have to be friends with them. And I know that was such a simple sentiment, but it's something that has really stuck with me. And it's a lesson that I still use in my life today. I'm very careful about the time and the energy that I invest in relationships. I would rather have a really small group of friends than 10 or 15 friends that I know I can't trust and can't relate to. And I know that all of the relationships I have in my life today are really genuine and really healthy. So that's another lesson I learned in therapy that I still use to this day. Okay, so now I want to touch on a couple of tips that I think are really important to know to make sure that your therapy experience is worthwhile. So the first tip I have is to make sure that you have a good connection with your therapist and know that it's okay to change therapists. I really, really lucked out. The therapist I had my senior year of college, I connected with her instantaneously. I think because she was around my age, she was only a couple years older than me. I think she was in a grad program for psychology, I believe, or some sort of counseling background. And she was doing this as clinic work, I think. I think she had to have like a certain number of practical hours to get her certification and graduate. So I really related to her because we were both females. We were around the same age. She honestly could have been like a big sister to me. She was only a couple years older than me. We just had a really great connection. But I have had friends that have tried therapy before and didn't have good experiences because they didn't connect with their therapist. I think, not to play the gender card, but I feel like gender plays a big role in therapy. If you're a female, I feel like a lot of the times you're going to be most comfortable with a female therapist and vice versa. So just know that it's okay to not connect with your therapist and to switch therapists. Totally okay. At the end of the day, it's really important that you do have a good connection with your therapist or else you're going to feel really held back on what you can share and you won't be super honest. So knowing that it's really important to have that good connection and it's totally okay to switch if you feel like you have to. Another tip that I have to make your therapy experience worthwhile is to recognize from the beginning that therapy is meant to improve you and help you, but you're gonna hear some stuff that you don't wanna hear. I feel like a lot of people want their therapist to treat them like the victim and fix their problems for you, and that's not going to happen. You're going to hear some shit about yourself that you don't want to hear and you don't want to confront, but it is your therapist's job to be neutral, and sometimes being neutral and unbiased means sometimes coming after you a little bit and pointing out your flaws. So just knowing that in the beginning, that's going to happen, and just being ready for that, accepting that that's going to happen, and knowing that when those flaws are pointed out, they're meant to help and improve you. So don't take it personally. It's literally their job. So just knowing that you might not like everything you hear, but that's the whole point behind therapy. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. You're there to improve your life. And improving your life means you're going to have to go through some really tough shit and confront some stuff that you probably have been putting off. And you're going to feel a lot of emotions. So just making sure you're ready for that and knowing that you might hear some stuff that you don't want to hear, but it's all a part of the process of therapy. And the last tip I have to make your therapy experience worthwhile is to understand that while your therapist is there to help you, they are not there to fix you. They give you the tools to help fix yourself, but they themselves are not responsible for fixing you. It's a lot of inner self-reflection and a lot of self-work. They can only do so much. You know, they give you the tools, but you're responsible for taking the stuff that they give you and applying it to your life and working on yourself. So it's a lot of self-reflection. It's a lot of hard self-work. And just knowing that when you go to therapy, it's not a quick fix. It's definitely a journey for a reason, and they are helping you, but they're not just going to fix you. And, you know, once you leave, you'll be completely better. It's up to you to take the tools and advice that you are given and that you learn in therapy and apply them to your own life so that you can see those improvements that you were hoping to make during therapy. Okay, that is all I wanted to talk about in today's episode. I hope you guys found this episode worthwhile and valuable. I'm really happy with how it came out, and I just felt that it was really important to talk about my therapy experience, to just diminish the stigma around mental health, and especially with going into the holidays and seasonal depression and feeling lonely around the holidays. And in conjunction, probably going back into lockdown, mental health matters now more than ever. So if you ever need help, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. I would love to talk to you. You are not alone. I hope you know you're important. I love you even if I don't know you. I appreciate your existence and you being here and listening to this podcast. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on. We've got some really great episodes coming up within the next couple of weeks, so you definitely don't want to miss out on those. Remember that we switched episode upload dates to Fridays, so Friday mornings episodes will be up. Super excited about this new change. A lot of people responded really positively to the new episode upload date last week, so I feel like we're going to stick with Fridays. I'm loving the Friday upload dates. Feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at MorganFlitHealth and let me know your thoughts about this episode, and maybe also give me a follow while you're there. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you guys on the next one. Bye, everyone.